Hello and welcome back to Beeble's Legends podcast, and welcome to season two. Woohoo!
Welcome!
Yeah,
Woohoo!
happy new year and happy holidays, everybody. Welcome to
Yes.
2021. It's a good year so far. My name's Carrie, and tonight I'm joined by my counterpart.
Nisi!
Yes, sometimes we are called Carnesy.
Yes!
It's a thing, guys, I promise. It happened on social media and it made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Welcome to episode one of season two. It's a special episode being that it's our season two premiere. And later on, we're going to be joined by a special guest called Vancouver Girl. You should check her out on social media and make sure to stick around for the interview. It's so interesting. Whoop whoop. Nisi, why don't you go ahead and tell us about the episode?
Yes, it's season 2, episode 1, and was directed by Dermot Downes and written by Greg Berlanti and Mark Guggenheim.
Yeah, and it's called something. Out of Time. That's what it's called, guys.
Out of time.
Out of Time. Just want to let everybody know we're going to be talking about the episode in detail. So, spoiler alert, if you've not seen season two, episode one, go and watch it before you listen to this and come back to us afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, so let's just dive right in. I've got a quick recap of the episode. When a new threat emerges, Dr. Nate Haywood seeks out Oliver Queen to help find the scattered legends. Once reunited, they go to 1942 to keep Albert Einstein from being kidnapped before Nazis destroy New York City with a nuclear bomb, or as Sarah slash Katie says, nuclear. I'm never gonna let that go. That's a recap on the episode.
Yes.
I find this episode had like varying themes throughout it. We didn't discuss much about the themes of the episode last season, but I thought it would be sort of smart to recognize them. Did you notice any sort of themes throughout?
Any
I did. I'll kick us off. I noticed that this episode focus quite strongly on Sarah's guilt and her grief that she couldn't save her sister and her sister died and she wanted to save her. That was a strong theme throughout the episode. That's literally all I wrote down for themes. It's the only one I could make, but I'm sure as we go on, we'll be able to recognize them more clearly. Through practice and shit. Nisi, tell me what your favorite part of this episode was.
My favorite part. Well, as you can think of, if you know me by now, then you probably know that I'm gonna say the Sarah scenes with the Queen of France. Yes. That's just, I love Sarah and her Casanova hookup thing. So yeah, I also liked, well, I watch a lot of movies in English, like not a lot. I watch all my movies in English, and when there are Nazis and stuff involved, then there is pretty often a lot of bad German in it. And as I am a native German speaker, that hurts my ears somehow, because it seems like this actor doesn't even try. But I have to say that Damien Dark, as a native English speaker, I have to give him credit for speaking good German and good pronunciation. Because I know that German can be a hard language, a really hard language to learn if you're not native. And I actually understood what he said.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that was my view.
I didn't. And I did not have subtitles on either, so I had no idea what he was saying, but that's okay. My favorite part, I was gonna say the Queen of France. However, I was also gonna say the scene where she walks outside after being with the Queen of France, and Jax is sort of taking the piss a little bit over. But instead, I'm gonna go with the fight scene between Sarah and Damien Dark towards the end of the episode. I thought that was a really good fight scene.
It was.
You get to see more of her emotional driven fighting rather than she's fighting because she's in a fight. She's fighting because she wants to hurt him. Like, she's not listening to instruction and she's not falling back when she's told. She's being defiant, and yeah, I like that scene a lot.
Thank you.
What was your least favorite part?
My least favorite. Oh, before I go there, I wrote down Martin Stein was so cute about meeting Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Okay, now my least favorite part. I don't like Nazis, so every time they are somewhere, I don't like this. Also, I don't know, actually. I like the fight scenes. They were good this time. Very good. And I don't know. Probably the Nazi thing.
Yeah, I didn't have a least favorite part because I didn't feel like any of it was irrelevant. Like, usually I don't like something if I feel like, well, they just were filling a space with that. It didn't fit or whatever. Or if it's like massively inaccurate, then maybe I don't like it so much. But I felt like everything that happened in the episode had a purpose. So yeah, I didn't have a part that I didn't like. If I was to have a least favorite, I would probably go the same as you, the stuff with the Nazis, but more because I didn't put my subtitles on, so I didn't know what they were saying, and I just sat there super confused. So yeah, let's go with that. However, it's partially my own fault. Mostly my own fault. It's basically all my own fault. What is one thing that you would add to the episode to make it better?
To make it better.
I'm just hitting with all the tough questions today.
Like I said earlier, it's already a really good episode. Like it didn't feel like an filler episode or something. It had good fights in it. It had Sarah hooking up with a Queen of France in it. I don't know,
I thought that,
actually.
like, you know, as they're telling the story, like as Mick is telling the story about what's happened and how they've ended up the way that they are, I thought it would be maybe funny and a bit more lighthearted if they had cut back to Nate and Oliver a little bit more here in the story, like to see their reaction to some of the crazy shit that happened on the missions, rather than just running straight through. But that's just for like a bit of comedic lightheartedness. It might have just seemed out of place, but I would have liked that. Just a little bit more of a cut back to Oliver's response to his childhood friend out like flying spaceships and screwing queens, you know? It's just personal opinion, guys. I don't know where we're going next. So overall, what did you think overall? Like your definitive overall opinion of the episode?
Overall, it was a really good episode. And yeah, it was a really good episode. It had good fights, it had everything it had to have.
I agree. I felt like it was a good opening episode to what's going to come in the future of season 2. obviously bringing in the new character without having like, hi everybody, this is my friend, like introducing them, having the start of the brand new season, just his
Yeah.
journey into the storyline was pretty cool. I really enjoyed it. So yeah, what was the most meaningful moment of the episode for you that relates to future episodes?
I probably Sarah not killing Dark, but still kicking his ass. And Nate being introduced. Nate coming along on the mission. You know, this stuff.
Yeah, mine was the moment when Sarah and Ray are sort of going back and forth to each other, and she says, "Oh, like you've never been tempted to go back and save your fiance," and he explains to her, like, "Yeah, of course he is, but he doesn't do it." I felt like that was an important thing for Sarah to hear, for her character development, because obviously as she moves forward, she's explaining to people like Zari, who's dead set determined on going to save her brother. She's like, well, we can't. It's like a lesson that she learns, and I feel like that's the first time someone says those words to her. Like, yeah, we want to save them, but we can't save them. So that's
Yeah.
probably mine. Anything about the episode that you wanna add to the sort of chat that we're having about it? Like any sort of standout moments?
No, not really.
I do. I've got a couple. I wanted to comment on the flying firestorm, like when Jax like dives off of the building and Stein catches him. I thought that was really good. I was like, yeah, that's different from like their usual like hand
Yeah.
catching. Like, yeah, it was cool. And something else, but I can't for the life of me find it. Oh, at the very end, like when you find out that Rip knocks out Mick, and then he's got 30 seconds, and he magically manages to carry Mick all the way to the medical bay on his shoulders. There is no way that skinny little Rip Hunter could carry Mick Rory on his shoulders all the way to the med bay in 30 seconds. No way. That's not a thing that could have happened.
Well, I thought the same though. It was like, how is he? He's never gonna make it. But he did. So we're going with that. Leave it to our imagination.
And then the last thing was sort of the first real time you see Katie's slash Sarah's smirk thing that she does when she realizes that he's hitting on her, and she's like, oh, like what is happening? Like, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, loved it. So yeah, that's our sort of recap over the episode, and I feel like the natural progression from here is to dive right into our famous BLP quiz segment. Whoop whoop. We see, just for like, what's the word I'm looking for? Tradition? How about you introduce the quiz segment?
Next thing, we head over to our quiz segment, which we really missed, and our is very beloved baby.
And it's where we ask each
Okay.
other quiz questions.
Yes, it is. Then we answer those quiz questions in the quiz segment.
Yeah, we encourage you to play along at home. If you're listening to this and you know the answer to the question, shout it loud and shout
Shout
it
it
proud.
loud.
Yes. Nisi, you can go first. How about that?
I can go first. Okay. What year did Nate say was the atomic bomb found?
What year was it supposed to be found, or what year was it found?
Yes. Supposed to be found.
1945.
No.
I don't know. I was making that shit up. I don't know.
Well, Oliver said that it was supposed to be found, invented 3 years before it was actually found. It was actually found in 1942. So 3 years before that was.
1939.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Who does the voiceover at the beginning of the episode?
Fine.
Yes!
Who gave Sarah her necklace?
Her sister.
Yes.
I love her sister. Shame,
I
shame.
love her too.
Bad times. Where and when does the episode begin?
In France?
You know
No,
the answer.
in Star City 2016.
Yeah, I told you knew it. See, I had faith in you. I had faith. Congratulations.
Thank you. What color does the stone of the necklace from the Queen of France have?
Oh, shit. Green? Blue?
No.
Red?
No. No.
Oh, I don't fucking
It's
I have
purple.
no idea. Oh, I was never gonna get there. I forgot purple was even a color, so like, leave me alone. It's fine. It's a thing that happens. What does Nick call Rip at the start of the episode?
Make call Rip. Englishman. Skinny little Englishman.
Oh, well done! Congratulations. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Where and when did Ray land through the time scatter?
I know this. Not because I wrote it down. I'm not checking my notes. That's not happened. South Dakota. South Dakota.
And when?
70 million years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, nailed it. What the hell does that say? Jesus Christ, I can't read my own handwriting. That's really bad. And I'm spitting on myself. I'm so gross. Okay. When and where do we first see all of the legends?
In 1960-93 Salem, where they rescue Sarah, right?
We
On the
see
Wave Rider?
No, we see them before that in a place.
Oh, in the recap of Rory in France.
And what's the time, Mr. Wolf?
What is the time? I don't know. It's 21:30. No, I don't know what the time is.
It was 16:37.
See, we were never gonna get it. So, why was Sarah being hung? Hang?
Or corrupting the women of Salem
Yes.
for witchery, right? They thought she was a witch. This is a two-parter, so 2 points up for grabs, people. Ooh, it's so exciting! Where were the legends told to avoid, and by who? Like, what time, and who told them?
1942 by Rex Tyler.
Yes, you crushed it.
I'm a crusher. Yes, I did just say that. Okay,
Yes,
thank
you
you.
did. Yes, you did. I choked on my Pepsi.
Where did Firestorm end up?
In England.
Yes.
Do you want to know when? Or do you want to know?
England, what?
I don't have a fucking clue. It was a name that I read and I was like, what the fuck does that say? Started with a T.
Yeah, me too. Exactly. I didn't know what it was. That's why I wrote it down as a question.
That's not fair. I could tell you when it was. It was in the year
Well, tell me.
821.
Yes. It was Tim Tangle. I never heard that before.
No, same. That can't be. That's not a thing. But yeah, told you it started with a P. I get half a point. Oh,
You get half a point.
see, like my watch thing at the exact right time for it to be like a celebratory thing. What does Rip say a time scatter was? Is the time scatter was English?
The last option, the
Well
last pitch that
done!
he never wants to use.
Yes! Good job. Proud of you.
Awesome. I don't have any more.
I feel like neither do I. So that concludes our quiz segment. Congratulations, everybody, you've taken
Woo-hoo!
part. Why don't you jump onto social media, onto Instagram at Bebo's Legends Podcast? Let us know how many you got right.
Yes, let us know.
Why did I have to
Please.
fail at speaking at that exact moment?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It just happened. Okay, so now that we have concluded our quiz segment, I think it is a great opportunity to slide on over to the Who Said It segment, where we say quotes from the episode and the other person has to guess who said it. This is another one that you can play along at home. Shout the answers loud and shout them proud. Whoop whoop whoop.
Woo!
And I'll get really pumped up. So, Nisi, take it away.
Okay, we are the legends of tomorrow.
Fine.
Yes.
See, you thought you were going to catch me out with that one, then you didn't. Sorry, my bad.
Gideon?
No.
I don't know.
It was Nate. It's like the first thing he says in the episode, I'm pretty sure. Sorry, my bad, as he's like running through the corridor. Why he runs like this, I don't know. We're gonna cut this part out and post it on social media so everybody can see how I act out running. Run, run,
And
run.
then you will never make fun of me again, acting out the scene.
Yes, I will, because yours were still funnier when you were like.
See, this is running.
Yes,
Looks like a
this is
rabbit.
running. Why would this not be running?
Okay. Why should I be denied as similar pleasures?
The Queen of France.
Yes.
Yeah, nailed it. Sorry to spoil the mood.
I don't know. Sarah?
No.
Rip.
No.
Gideon?
No, you can't just name everybody in hopes you get it
Okay, then tell me.
right. Ray.
Ray.
Yeah,
Why
so
would
when.
That's not a Ray thing to say.
No, so when the bad guys come to the King of France's door and he flies at them, he's like, sorry to spoil the mood, because he knows that the king is gonna go get laid. Oh, Nisi, I think you've frozen halfway through the episode,
Oh.
and this is not okay. I'm just gonna not leave it as like dead silence. Are you back? Nisi? Nisi? What's happening? Oh
I
no.
am back. I am here.
It's okay.
Hello.
You're frozen
I
on
am.
your face, but I can hear you, so that's okay. It's your turn. Denise?
Okay. I believe she's all warmed up for you. Yes, I'm here. I believe she's all warmed up for you.
Jax.
Yes!
See? Thank you
Congratulations!
so much.
Okay.
What was my next one? I've lost it. We are history's last line of defense.
Martin Stein, like
Congratulations.
Einstein, like the Ein.
Yes, you're very much right. Well done. Proud of you.
Yes. She seduced me.
Sarah.
Yes.
Oh, I just love that whole part. It's so funny. Okay. Relax, Captain. We got this.
Sarah. You are. No. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I am no one.
That was my next quote.
Sorry.
Okay. What if in endeavoring to save New York, we make things worse?
Rip. Ray.
Yes.
Rip. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. He just called you stupid.
Meek.
I'm nodding my head, which is dumb because it's a podcast, it's an audio thing. I'm like, yes, well done.
Woohoo.
Boop, boop.
I don't have any more because you stole my last one.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, I think I have got one more? Yeah, I do. I've got one more.
Great.
I've got two.
Let's hear it.
One more. I've got one more. I love roasting Nazis.
Meek.
Yes, congratulations. Nisi, what's up next?
It's our Finish the Quote segment. And as the name says itself, we tell half the quote and the other part has to say
the answer, the rest of it. Finish the quote.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Can I go first? Can I?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. I don't have one prepared, but I would very much like to go first. Okay, shut your mouth, Jax. It's such a good
shut one. Your mouth. I know what she said, but I wanted to write that down, but I didn't understand the last word, so I don't know.
She says, shut your mouth, Jax, or I'll cut your eyes out and feed them to you.
Right. I didn't understand that. I understood something with field and I was like, what?
No, she says, I'm going to cut your eyes out and feed them to you. And I think that's fucking hilarious.
It is.
So good.
Very good. Sarah, I need to know.
Is that it? That's all I get? I don't know. Yeah. The time? I don't know. That could be anything.
I can give you one more word.
Go on then.
Sarah, I need to know if...
That doesn't help. I need to know if... I don't know.
The queen is secure.
Oh, yeah, I did know that. always the...
Always the one to eat the cake. No.
Yes, I am.
I don't know.
No, it's said by Sarah to Ray.
Always the good guy?
Always the Boy Scout, Ray.
Right, something with boy. I don't know.
Yeah. I've lost all my sheet to tell you exactly what she says. Always Boy Scout, aren't you, Raymond?
Is this Boy Scout thing this when kids go from door to door and I don't know, want cookies or something?
I feel like those are Girl Scouts that sell the cookies. However, Boy Scouts like learn wilderness and how to be like good to people and get badges and stuff. Okay. Community work and things like that, so.
Uh-huh.
I feel like she's just saying like you always do the right thing.
Yeah, like you want to be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. And I also get Sarah. Yes. I have someone in my family that is always perfect, and I'm not perfect.
You are perfect. You're perfect to me.
But I'm glad that I'm not perfect, because it would be very hard work.
You're perfect.
And nobody is perfect.
But
even Hannah Montana said that.
Oh my god, you did not just Hannah Montana this situation right now. Okay. Well done.
Thank you. Moving on. It's me or you? It's me. Okay. You never mentioned a...
Oh, I don't know. You never mentioned a... I don't know. Who said it?
Sarah. To rip.
Oh, I don't know. You never mentioned... Oh, I don't know.
Okay. You never mentioned the time quick before.
Oh, I was never going to get it. I remember her saying it, but I was never going to get it. I could say the same.
About you?
Being
perfect?
An
assassin.
Oh, well done! You know that all by yourself. Congratulations!
Okay. The next one I wrote down because it's very funny. To me, at least. I don't know if it's to you. But okay. I'd rather die
than speak German. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that quote. I had to dig around in there for a hot second to get that one. Interesting technique.
League of Assassins.
Am I right? Yeah, well done.
We just look for the...
Who said it?
I'm not giving you any more.
I don't know the answer. Okay. Yours are really...
We just look for the physicist with the crazy white hair. I mean the other one.
Oh, very funny. Yep, I remember. I don't see why not.
I don't see why not?
I don't see why not.
That is a whole sentence.
Yeah, but there's a bit at the end of it.
Oh.
Mick says it to Nate or Oliver when they're talking about the ship being able to fly.
I know that Nate says you should go any slower, and he not said you should shut your mouth.
Rewind, before that.
I don't know.
I don't see why not. Fridge works.
The fridge works. Maybe you should put
because the fridge is never broken. Because where you put the broken stuff.
Yes. History is
yours now, my dear legends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You got it. Nailed it. Thank you. Maybe you should shut up.
And dance with me. No, 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 no. Maybe you should shut up and eat cake? Drink a beer. No, I don't know.
It's said by Mick to Nate when they're going very fast.
I don't know.
Maybe you should shut up and strap in.
Right, strap in.
Strap in.
Right. I don't have any more.
Oh, okay. I have one. You've been waiting your whole life.
For this.
You're so close. For a
chance. Like this.
Yeah, you did it! Oh my god!
Yes.
It was said by the Queen of France. I think. I wrote down Queen. However,
you've
that
been waiting your whole life for a chance.
No, this
you
could
said
be
they
it.
Only were Queen.
Oh.
You don't have Queen.
The Queen? So, I mean.
You know what? I was like, what?
More specific with my descriptions of things because I am confusing myself. And wait till you see this. I cannot even read my own handwriting. Look at that. That is terrible. Those are not words, people. These are not words. This is not okay. And I was using a pencil and I still crossed things out. I should have just rubbed them out. That was dumb. Anywho, moving on. It was not said by the Queen, even though I wrote down the Queen. It was said by Oliver Queen. Maybe I tried to write Oliver and typed it wrong and my phone changed it. I don't know. Anywho.
Anywho.
That was our quiz, our who said it, and our finish the quote segment.
Finish the quote.
Coming up next, we have an interview for you guys. It's so special. It's the first time we've done this. So we would love it if you would join us as a BLP family to give a massive welcome to Vancouver Girl. Woohoo! Woo! Yes! Wow. Hello. Welcome to People's Legends podcast.
Welcome.
It's so good to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We have some questions that we've prepared for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, sounds great.
Wicked. I'm going to start. can you tell us a little bit, please, and all our listeners, about your brand and about the presence that you've created on social media?
Yeah, so hi, everyone. I'm Vancouver Girl. So this all started off in COVID. I needed a mask, but I wanted like a cool like Arrowverse mask. And then, so I discovered Redbubble and TeePublic as I was shopping. And then I see, oh, anyone can design on here. That's really cool. So then I just started designing. And then I wanted to increase my reach a bit. So then I started on Instagram, which I was a bit hesitant to at first, but I've been really liking it. And then I slowly expanded over to more networks like Twitter. And then now I'm newly on TikTok. So that's really exciting. So now I'm even like doing more engaging, which is really exciting. And I'm doing some cool content. And then I started doing live streams and stuff like this. So that's really fun. So yeah, check out my page. I can send all my socials for lots of fun stuff. I have all sorts of cool content for like lots of different TV shows. And then yeah, so of course I love Legends of Tomorrow and Arrowverse stuff. So yeah, check out my page for some really fun stuff.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Well, next question is coming from me. Well, what inspired you to start creating and selling your designs? Like, what inspired you to start drawing your own stuff?
Yeah, it's kind of like what I said earlier. It was, I saw them, Redbubble and TeePublic, just anyone could design, and it just seemed like a good way to get a little bit more of bonus income. And, like, the type of person I am, like, I need a project, but just not something stressful where it's, like, intense and, like, I need to be marked, like, you know. I can like fail it and like it's no risk to me kind of thing. So it's just kind of nice to get bonus on the side. And then, yeah, so that's kind of what has inspired me. And then I just see all these cool content. So I'm always expanding and looking out for new things. You know, I'm always taking suggestions and just looking what's the next big thing.
Yeah, that's amazing. We love your designs. I know that I bought a few things and I highly recommend them. Like they're so good.
Yeah, thank you so much. It always means a lot to see my designs, and like I always, people send me photos. So if you do ever buy something, please tag me if you post it or even just send me a photo, because it means a lot to see people like actually liking my designs. And I just wanted to get more connection with my customers, like you kind of see with like the map I'm doing. So it's really exciting because like I get an email, it's like great, I'm getting paid, but I always wonder where they're going off to.
Yeah, it must be so special. What is your favorite thing that you've got with your own design on it?
Oh, that's a hard one. I like a lot of it. Like the issue with designing in all your stuff is like, yeah, you can make a good money, but the issue is then you want to buy stuff. So yeah, that's a bit of a tricky one. I mean, I like my Bebo shirt. That one's cool. And I got some cool stickers. I'm not sure. That's a hard one.
I like your
book. Oh, and probably my Dreamer journal. That's really good quality.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all good quality. I don't know. You see, you got my issue here.
You like them all.
Yeah, I love them all. They're all special.
I get that.
Yeah. We noticed that you cosplay, and I would like to ask you, what is your fave cosplay at the moment?
Well, yeah, I guess you could technically call me a cosplayer. I'm really casual about it. I just buy random costumes. Because the thing is, like, if you go to the set and there's a bunch of fans standing around, if you are in a costume, the actors will just bypass everyone else and walk right up to you. That's what I've learned. So, yeah, I just started doing it for that. It gets you noticed on set a lot easier, and it's actually easier to get closer because people just assume you work there, which is great. So yeah, but to answer the question, which one's my favorite? The White Canary one, I like it a lot, but like I am a comfort first person. Like I dress really comfortably. Like it's still like nice and whatever, but you know, comfort's always first for me. And like the White Canary one, I really love it and it's really cool, but it is kind of hard to move around in. So, because like, yeah, Akari knows what I'm talking about. It's like that hard material with like the fake lever, so I can't really move in that easily. And I'm always scared to tear it. Whereas Supergirl, like, yeah, I'm a bit scared, but like, it's like, it's kind of like this nice pajama material. The only part that can be hard to move in is the boots a teeny bit, but it's just more comfy. But yeah. And then that one I've had longer and it was my first one. But yeah, so that's about my costumes a bit. Don't know if you could really call me a cosplayer, but yeah.
Oh, for sure. I know. I saw a thread of words. I seen a picture that you posted a little while ago in your Supergirl suit, and you were doing the pose, and it was like shot from behind you, and it just looked so good. It looked really.
Oh, yeah, that was at Canada Place. It's near the Vancouver Convention Center. It's like this big, like tourist place. It's really cool. Yeah, I took that on Halloween because I was going to fly over Canada. So yeah, like White Canary. But I'm like, oh well, let's fly over Canada. So I had to switch, and then I just took some photos because it looked really nice. So yeah, I put that actually up on Redbubble so people can like buy it as posters and stuff.
It looks so good. I mean,
yeah, thank you.
It's like a badass superhero moment. It's really cool.
Right.
So you mentioned about going to the sets. So could you tell us a little bit about one of your more memorable experiences seeing any of the filming of any of the Arrowverse shows in or around Vancouver?
Oh, I have so many stories and just random funny stuff. Like, it depends what you want. If you want, like, celebrity encounters, I got those. But then I also have, like, funny stories of just, like, random encounters with people and then just cool stuff I've seen, like, stunts and whatnot. So, like, I don't know.
Just whatever sticks out in your mind. We want to hear them all, obviously. But I mean, it just
the Legends podcast, I did get to meet Katie once.
Nice.
So that was really cool. She was directing that episode, so they were filming down in Chinatown. And then, so I saw in advance, so I went down. And then, so the thing is, like, I was, like, the only blonde person besides her. So, like, all the crew kept, like, staring at me because they could tell, like, I was clearly a fan. So then I'm just trying to, like, I stand out in that area because I'm not, like, the typical demographic, so people judge me. So then I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to, like, count to three and I'm going to walk in. And then I walked right up to her and the security is about to come over to tell me to go away. But then she starts talking to me.
That's awesome.
And, yeah. That one was really cool. I got a quick selfie with her. And then, since we were talking about costumes earlier, I did also get to meet two actors from Supergirl, Nicole Maines and Jesse Raff, which was really awesome. They hung out for like 2 minutes before they had to go back. Got to take a bunch of photos. That was really great. But yeah, that was cool for like celebrity encounters. That's pretty much all I've met. But yeah, and then funny stories. Like, okay, so never wear a superhero costume and walk by a playground. Yeah, so that, yeah. That happens. The kids just stare at you, and sometimes, like, I just walk by before they can even realize, like, what's happening. They just, like, stare with their mouth open. Yeah, so that's, like, funny stories. And then there's been lots of funny encounters with people. Always, like, when I wore it to Fan Expo, people always think they're so funny and original. Their jokes, like, oh, can you fly me home? And I always, like, laugh because it's the first time I've heard it. And it's like, no, you're, like, the 100th person that said that to me. So, yeah, like, lots of funny stories and stuff. And then, yeah, for Legends, like, I've seen a bit of their filming. You saw that BTS video. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, the more memorable stuff. But, yeah, it's been fun.
That's awesome. And kids are so adorable when you're in costume.
I know, right?
I was at Carnival concert, you can say, and I was the singer. And I was wearing my Batwoman suit because that's probably the only cosplay I own. So I was in my Batwoman suit with the mask and the hair and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And a little girl also dressed as Batwoman, but, you know, with the yellow one, came up to me and asked me if she could take a photo with me. That was so cute.
Oh, yeah, I get asked for photos all the time. So the other day I was in IKEA, and then there's this girl just randomly in a Supergirl costume. She must have been like 5 or 6. That IKEA was so random. Yeah, it was great. I wanted to talk to her, but it was like COVID and stuff, and then it was busy, so I didn't want to like intrude on the family. But yeah, and then there was also this kid that just went into this other section. I don't think they weren't with the family or anything, just a random other kid. He just starts screaming at the top of the top of his lungs as we walk by. I wanna die! I wanna die! And I'm just thinking, like, this is everyone's like 2020 mood. Like, I wanted to make a meme out of it.
Yeah, that's 2020, right?
So what I also wanted to ask you is, what is your favorite moment from Legends of Tomorrow? And who is your favorite character from any season?
Well, that's really hard. Like, because, like, really the reason I love Legends so much is just all those, like, fun, small moments. Like, I'm sure you guys know what I mean by that. Just, like, the funny stuff and those, like, moments where you're just like, oh, yeah. So, yeah, like, I mean, I really like, all the musical moments, like, all those songs. I want them to do a full-blown musical crossover with, like, the other shows. Yeah, the Bollywood one. And then I really liked that episode, the one where we're trapped on TV. There were some funny moments in that.
Yeah,
so I can't give you an exact one. And then as for favorite character, I probably would have to go with Sarah. I mean, Ava's really great too, though. Like, I don't know. I'm really bad at choosing favorite characters. I'm sorry.
We have a club you can join because I can never pick as well. I'm always like,
oh, it depends what mood I'm in. It changes on the mood. Like, people are like, oh, what's your favorite food? I'm like, oh, well, I really like burritos and stuff all the time. But, like, I gotta be in the mood, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Now I kind of want a burrito as well. So we're doing season 2 just now. However, season 6 for Legends of Tomorrow is coming out really soon, hopefully. So what is it that you would like to see from Legends of Tomorrow in season 6?
Yeah, I'm really excited for season 6. Yeah, I'm kind of curious, like, where it's all going to go with, like, Sarah being abducted, so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And then I kind of want a musical. Yeah, like, I just need a musical for all the shows. Like, every good show has had a musical. Yeah. They'll probably do, like, at least one song again, so that would be cool. I can't wait to obsess over that.
I wonder if they'll sing, what's his name again? Sweet Baby James.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Circle. It's the iconic moment.
It was so good.
It really was.
I loved it. Yeah, so I think that pulls us towards the end of our interview segment, and I hope that all of our listeners have learned some more about you and come to your social medias, which we're going to tag in all of our posts, and follow you and check out your stores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That would be so good. And then now we're going to shimmy on over to a little bit more of old school BLP, to the Would You Rather segment. So basically what's going to go on here is I'm going to give you a Would You Rather question, and we're going to go take turns to say which one we would rather, And we encourage everybody who's listening to this to jump onto Instagram, Twitter, and answer the question as well. Let us know which you would prefer. So this week it is, would you rather be able to turn invisible at will or read and control minds?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, like, okay, so, like, I knew some, like, science and stuff. So, like, invisibility scientifically can't work for me because, I don't know if you guys know, here we go on a science lecture. The way, like, vision works is the light reflects off your eyes to work. So, technically, either, like, you just are blind while you're invisible, which, I mean, like, that's fine, I guess. You could figure it out. Or you just have, like, glowing circles, like, for your eyeballs just floating there, so you're not really invisible. Which kind of like defeats the purpose, because then you would stand out even more than if you were a normal person. So I guess like reading minds would be good, because I don't know, I'm not that advanced. Like, I don't know any immediate science that could shoot that down.
I like how you went for like a very logical way of going about this. We usually sit and we're like, this one sounds like it sucks less, so we're gonna go with that. But you attacked it with logic, and I really
it's like a 2-hour lecture. I'll give a 2-hour lecture on all the superpowers.
Do it. It'll go viral.
New series.
I think it would be interesting to turn invisible at will. Like, it could come in handy, but I don't know. I would like to read minds, but not like you can control when you read minds, and you're not just everything is flowing in your head, because that is overwhelming and it's not good.
Kind of like Professor X from X-Men. You know X-Men?
Yeah.
He's a pretty powerful mind-reading man. But I would be scared, though, that you would hear the thoughts of something that you would really rather not. So like someone who doesn't like you, or maybe someone who likes you a bit too much. You know, there's some stuff that you just don't want to hear, you know? So like you said, if you can switch it off, that would be cool. I think I would get like overwhelmed with power. Like, I think I would turn into a supervillain if anyone gave me superpowers. Probably smart. I don't know.
We'll stop you.
Yeah, I'm gonna need some people to like control me, because that would not be wise.
Well, that's a good point about you saying switching it off, because like I remember in The Flash, Cecile, she had the trouble, so they like made a weird thing that was like on her forehead and looked kind of strange to like stop it, and she just learned to control it somehow. But yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, because otherwise it could get dangerous and negative. But I think I'm gonna go with mind reading.
Yeah.
Jump on social media, let us know what you think. And that concludes the Would You Rather segment. Woohoo!
Yay!
And like I said, we're throwing it back to old school BLP, and by that I mean literally just a few weeks ago, to the hypothetical fight segment, where we propose a fight between two fictional characters, and we discuss in as much detail as we can fathom who would win that fight. And just as the Would You Rather, we pop it on social media and we let everybody else vote on it too.
Yeah, it was really fun. I love them.
So this week's hypothetical fight is between our beloved Sarah Lance from Legends of Tomorrow and Agent Melinda May from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Hmm. I don't know who that is. I'm going to look that up real quick.
Yeah, she's pretty badass, Agent May. Like,
Sarah's like basically like a god at this point, like almost like a demigod, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. You need to look up Agent May. She is like a ninja. She's like, I feel like they're a very well matched fight.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see.
But here we are again at the question: are we talking about bloodlust Sarah or the Sarah now?
Yeah, we do that all the time, don't we? I guess you could pick whatever Sarah you like.
I don't know, I think Sarah might win, just because, like, she has almost, like, the powers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you also...
And if she has time travel, like, if she ends up dying, it's the rest of the Legends are gonna come and fix it, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you also have to look at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. have got the time travel element as well.
Yeah, I see that.
You've also got the version of May, whereas she, a version of Agent May, now, where she's sort of created this family, or is she the version of Agent May, who was the what do you call it, cavalry?
Yeah, like I see she has some powers on here too, so that's like a hard one. I don't know.
I reckon that they would literally, you know that scene in Legends of Tomorrow where Sarah and Ava are having that fight and they literally like punch each other in the face at the same time? And
oh,
they,
yeah.
I could see yeah. that happening.
Yeah, let's go with that.
But I want Sarah to win, so Sarah!
Yeah, me too. But as we're going... As you always tell me to not go with whom I like better, we should go with they will both win, like Sarah and Ava did, both win or both lose.
Okay. Because
they fight at B until they were exhausted, and then they were drinking water in the kitchen.
And falling in love. So yeah, we're going to post that on social media and we would love for you to let us know what you think. But I'll put Agent May and I'll put Sarah Lance and then I'll put like a box. So if you think both, you can write in the box both. Because you can't put three options. Social media doesn't let you do that.
Yeah, it sucks. I wish polls had more options.
Right, because otherwise you have to put up like a questionnaire and then it makes people feel like they got the answer wrong when it's just...
I know, because then it like waves in your face when it's like the big red X and it's like,
Exactly my thoughts. We got something a little bit special this week. Being that it's our season premiere, we have a brand new segment for everybody who's listening, which I am super excited about because I feel like each week it's just going to grow to some random ass stuff. So this is Arrowverse Notable Quotables! Woo! yeah. During this segment, we're going to name one quote from any Arrowverse show that we think is good, and we're not going to give the context as to when or why it was said or when or why we like it. I guess that doesn't make sense, but we'll roll with it. So yeah, we're going to go with Arrowverse Notable Quotables. Crack on. Who wants to go first?
Hi.
Hello.
Cat Grant is very iconic, so congratulations, you have the wit of a YouTube comment. Iconic. I've used that one so much.
Oh, iconic. Iconic. I love her.
I know, right? She needs to come back in the last season. Like, I don't care. She has to.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Niecy.
Peace out from your favorite Kryptonian.
Yes.
Yes. Love it. I mean, your guys is really fun, and I picked a really serious one, but it's like, you have no idea how powerful the truth can be from Oliver Queen.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean, like, usually I'm the stupid one, and everybody else is serious, and today I'm, like, so serious, and everybody else is making fun comments. It's a twist, guys, it's a twist. Dun dun dun. Sorry, I'm reading, because I don't know. I think that has brought us to the end of our time with Vancouver Girl. It has been an absolute joy to have you on our podcast, and we really hope that you're going to stop by again in later yes. episodes to have a chat with us again and give us an update on all things you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you so much. We will catch you again really soon. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, see you.
Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to our season premiere, and we really hope that you come back next week to see what we have in store for you. Check us out on social media at Bebo's Legends Podcast on Instagram and something on Twitter. What are we on Twitter? Bebo's Legends?
Bebo's Legends.
That's what we are. So yeah, make sure you check us out and stay in touch. And we'll be back with more shenanigans next week. Woohoo! Bye!
Next week. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!